let's review. Amar Rava, Kasav lo get ben the son of Biyan Avdoi. If a person first wrote a get and placed it in his Evet's hand, the Kasav lo shtar matan olav, and he then wrote a gift document giving the Evet to his wife, k'nesahu u'miskereshes boy. She acquires the Evet and thereby becomes divorced through the get in his hand, because as the Gemara explains, she acquires the Evet through the shtar, and simultaneously acquires the get through k'nechatzer, an item placed in her property, the Evet becomes hers. However, the Evet is considered a chatzer only b'kafes, if he was tied up. But if he was not kafes, he is not considered a chatzer, because chatzer ma'aleches le'kana, movable property, cannot acquire an item for its owner. Abaya, however, disagrees with Rav and holds that she cannot acquire the get through the Evet, even b'kafes, because in this case, the chatzer cannot be kind of the get at all. Mechti, chatzer me'heche is rabbi mi'yada. The general concept that a chatzer is kaina is because it's considered as one's hand. Therefore, ma yada de isa be midaito uvein bal karcha. Af chatzera de isa be midaito uvein bal karcha. Just as her hand is always kaina the get, whether by will or by force, so too a chatzer must have the ability to acquire the get by will and by force. Therefore, a chatzer is kaina a get only when it was first owned by the wife, and the husband then placed the get into the chatzer. In this case, the chatzer indeed acquires the get even against the wife's will. However, in our case, she did not yet own the Evet when the get was placed into his hand. She must now acquire the Evet as a matana, which she cannot be kind of balkarcha. A person cannot acquire an item against her will. The previous Mishnah taught ala kol kaisvin, a get can be written on any material. For example, ala ala shel zayis, on a detached leaf of an olive tree. Vala keren shel para, v'noisim le'sapara, on the horn of his cow, but he must then give her the cow as well. Al yad shel eved, v'noisim le'sa'eved, or he can write the get on the hand of his servant and then give her the servant. Rabbi Yisaglili disagrees, because ein kaisvin loy al dava shesh b'ruachayim v'loy al oichlam. A get may not be written on a living thing such as a para or an eved, nor on food such as an ala shel zayis. The Gemara explains that they disagree in the understanding of the pasuk v'chasav la'seiv ekrisis v'nasim b'yada. He shall write for her a document of divorce on parchment and place it in her hand. Rabbi Yisai Glili holds that the word sefer implies parchment only. However, V'chasav teaches that anything can be written on is acceptable. If so, why do we need sefer? To teach, Ma sefer davar she'im b'ruachayim ve'eino oichel, af kol davar she'im b'ruachayim ve'eino oichel. Like parchment, a get may be written only on material which is not a living thing and is also not food. While the Rabbanan hold, V'chasav teaches b'chsiva miskareshes ve'eni miskareshes b'kesef. She cannot be divorced with money. And since the word used is safer, and not b'safer, in a safer, it is not referring to the surface of the get, but to sfiris dvarim ba'alma, the content of the get. Therefore, the Rabbanan hold that the get may be written on anything. However, the Mishnah rules, v'noisim la'sapara v'se'evet, he must give her the cow or evet as part of the get, because the pasuk states v'chasav v'nasin, a get may not have another significant action done to it between the writing and the delivery. Therefore, he cannot just cut off the keren ha'parah and give it to her. Similarly, the ala shel zayis must be detached before the get is written on it. However, as we proceed to the next Mishnah, zok the Mishnah, ein kaisvin b'mechubel karka. A get may not be written on something that is connected to the ground, such as an attached leaf, because as just mentioned, v'chasav anasin she'enu mechusar ketzitza. The Mishnah continues, however, kasave b'mechuber, talshe v'chasma b'nasan lo kasher. If a get was written while it was connected, but the Edom signed their names after it was disconnected, it is kasher. Rabbi Yehuda paisel, atra tehe kesivase v'chasimase b'talash. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that the get is pasel, and only if both the ksiva and chasima were after it was disconnected, is the get kosher. The Gemara explains the words of the Tanakhama and asks, Kesave ala mechuber, va'amrit reisha ein kaisvin. The Mishnah seems to contradict itself, because it first states that the ksiva may not be al mechuber, but then concludes that if the ksiva was be mechuber, the get is kosher. The Gemara offers two approaches to the understanding of the Tanakhama, based on the machlegis Reb Meir of Reb Elazar, regarding which part of the get does the word v'chasav in the pasuk refer to. Rabbi Elazar holds that v'chasav refers to the ksiva, text of the get, and includes only the tarif, the main text of the date, names, and place, but not the taifas, the generic text, nor the chasima, the signatures. Therefore, Edim Mesira Karti. The Edim need only to witness the actual Mesira, but they do not need to sign the get. While Remeir holds, the Chasra refers only to the Chasima, but not to the Ksiva of Tayrif and Taifas. Therefore, Edim Chasima Karti, the Edim must sign the get. Now, if the Tanakhama is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, the Mishnah is understood as follows. Ein Kaisvin Taifas, Shema Yichdiv Tayrif. The Ketchila, the Taifas of a get may not be written on Mechubar, because he might also write the Tayrif while it is Mechubar. And this would be possible because the Chasra refers to the Tayrif. However, Ksava Letayfis, Vitalsha Ksava Letayrif, Venasna La Kasher. If he did write the Tayfis on Mechuba, but he wrote the Tayrif only after it was disconnected, then Bidi Evid it is Kasher and she's divorced because of a Chasav does not include the Tayfis. And if the Tanakhama is the opinion of her mayor, the Mishnah is understood as follows. Ein Kaisvin Tayrif Gzeir Shemayachta. Like a Tchila, the Tayrif of a get may not be written on Mechuba, because of a concern that the Edim might sign the get while it is Mechuber. And this is possible because of a Kasav refers to the Chasima. However, Kasav L'Tayrif, Talshai, Chasmai, Benas Nala Kasher, if he did write even the Tayrif on Mechuber, but the Edim signed only after it was disconnected, then B'dievet it is Kasher because of a Kasav does not include the Ksiva of the Tayrif and Taifas. While Rabbi Huda Paisel, Achete Ksivase B'Chasimase B'Talish, because as the Gemara in Dav Dalet says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Berchasa refers to both the Ksiva and the Chasima. The Gemara continues, Ksave al-Kheres shall otzis nakuv kasher. If he wrote the get on a flower pot with a hole in it, the get is kasher, because the shakale v'yohavle nahala. As Rashi explains, even though an otzis nakuv is considered mechuber, this is not mechuser ketzitza, because he merely picks it up and gives it to her. Also, there is no concern for Shema Yishava ha-Kheres v'yidin lo-chaticha, he might break off the part with the get, because the lemafsel le'atzitz, he will not ruin the flower pot. However, al olah shel atzitz nakev, if he wrote the get on a leaf growing in an atzitz nakev, abaya amar kasher, the shakalei v'yov le'nahala, abaya holds that the get is kasher, because it is not mechusa ketzitza, since he merely picks up the entire atzitz and gives it to her. Rava amar pasel gzera shem yiktem, Rava holds that the get is pasel, because he might tear off the leaf and give it to her, which would be considered mechusa ketzitza.